This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
It is The Drive with Tay and Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. Good evening. Lante, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise. Good stuff last hour with Jeremy Warner. Also went through a lot of the basketball stuff going on, especially Matt Painter and him going all scorched earth on his transfers, that one of them ended up at Michigan. No Jahel Eastern. No Matt Harms going to BYU?
BYU.
BYU, okay.
There might be another Illinois football commit.
Oh.
Mike Bellamy tweeted out a GIF that said, room for one more, ?
Okay. They already have two today that have been announced, and that is Trevor Moffitt and Trayshawn Smith. What do we know about those two real quick?
Trevor Moffitt, three-star Florida linebacker, very fast.
Okay.
And a good athlete. He needs to add some size as far as bulk and strength.
Got it.
But runs about a 4.5 40 and has an insane vertical. So that's interesting.
It's Mac McClung in a football jersey.
Illinois was his only Power 5 offer, but they feel like it's a good evaluation, according to Jeremy. And then Louisville grad transfer safety Trayshawn Smith, 2 years of eligibility remaining, a depth piece in that rotation, someone that was going to play and had played at Louisville. Had 70 total tackles and 2 interceptions in his previous 2 years.
Okay, so that's the news today. And, of course, as Jeremy just said, Mike Bellamy, who I just love, man. I love following him on Twitter. He's firing out gifts that we got room for another. So maybe another recruit announced today. So kind of stay tuned to that. Right now, or in moments here, we're going to talk to Dan Hartlib, Illinois baseball coach. Just ask him, number one, how weird it is not to be playing baseball. And number two, like you said, I want to ask him about Michael Jordan and how good of a player was he and how good of a player could he been. So we'll talk to Dan Hartlib about that. Right now, we're going to visit with McLean Stahl, Game Day Spirit. That Twitter, of course, is at Game Day Spirit. McLean, how are you, buddy?
Good, Lon. How are you guys doing?
We are doing well. You guys are getting set up for the online stadium sale this weekend starting at 8 a.m. Now, before we get into the ifs, ands, or buts about this. This stadium sale you guys do every year, a couple of times, I think, right? And it always seems, in other words, it's working if every year you continue to do it. So, I mean, this is something that you guys really take a lot of pride in. And for Illinois fans, you talk about great deals. So the stadium sale for you guys is certainly something you wanted to continue to do.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, stadium sale, like you mentioned, we do it twice a year. You know, the spring one, which is obviously the one that we missed out on due to the coronavirus, has always been our more successful one. You know, it kind of falls in with the spring football game. So, you know, there's just a lot of buzz going around, you know, Illini Nation at that time. So, you know, definitely something that I feel like a lot of people missed out on. So, you know, we're happy to offer it online this year for the first time ever.
Okay, McLean, how do I get there? What do I need to do Saturday? And it starts at 8 a.m. What do I need to do, especially me, because I'm an idiot when it comes to technology, to make sure that I'm on the stadium sale site and able to buy?
Right. All you guys need to do is go to our website, gamedayspirit.com. You'll see at the top banner we have a stadium sale tab. You can go on ahead and click on that. And we break it down, you know, short-sleeve T-shirts, long-sleeve T-shirts, polo, sweatshirts, all that kind of good stuff, make it really shoppable for everybody. The deals will go live at 8 a.m. on Saturday, May 16th, like you said, Lon. But they're actually, all of our items are up now. So if you want to go ahead, check them out and see what we got, that's an option as well.
McLean, I see some Chief polos, and those look pretty cool. I'm about to check those out. But as far as delivery, what can customers expect on that front?
Right. So we offer free delivery on orders of $75 or more. So if you reach that threshold, that's something that's really easy for you to do. We're also doing 3 different curbside pickups at our Neal Street location. Those will be the following week. Thursday, we'll do it from 3 to 6 p.m., Friday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and then Saturday, 9 p.m. to noon. So, you know, we want to hit everybody, make sure that if they feel comfortable coming out to get their stuff, we can do that. But if not, you know, we can send you guys some free stuff if you use $75.
There you go. I like that idea. Listen, McLean, you guys, I mean, this has been a trying time for all of us. through this experience, but Game Day Spirit is just such a strong name in this area, and I assume that you guys are still doing really well with sales. And do you have any new, do you come up with new stuff now, or because of this whole pandemic, is it kind of challenging to do that?
Yeah, it is a little challenging to do it. We were rolling with basketball, you know, just like everybody else. You know, we were in a really good spot, and,
yep,
you know, everything seemed to come crashing down. So we're trying to hone in, do what we can on the online portion of it to, you know, make that worthwhile for all of Illini Nation. And, you know, we're truly grateful because we've seen a great response from all of Illini Nation to help us support us during this time. So we couldn't be more thankful. And, you know, we're really excited to offer this for the first time ever, you know, kind of give back to them as well.
Hey, McLean, we just had a texter text in, and they said, can you ask about jerseys and team issue gear?
Mm-hmm. We do have a small selection of jerseys. Our Nike football jerseys are definitely on there, and we have one of our basketball jerseys. The size may vary on that, so those went by pretty quickly this year. So there's a few sizes remaining, so those are available. Other than that, we don't really have a lot of team issue gear just due to the fact that the Illini equipment room has been shut down kind of with all of this. So,
got it.
We acquired the Illini shop on 6th Street earlier this year, and we were liquidating them. So a lot of our inventory is going to be remaining TIS merchandise. So a lot of Illini fans, you know, have fond memories of TIS. So sure, we're hoping that's something that can interest them as well.
Okay, buddy, give me the website again and the time. I mean, you can look at it now, and then, of course, the big sale starts at 8 Saturday.
Right, yep. So go to our website, www.gamedayspirit.com. You'll see our banner and our stadium sale tab. Go ahead, click on that. And then, like you said, sale starts at 8. So once 8 o'clock comes, those sale prices will go live, and you know, we're really excited to see what we can offer Illini Nation.
Let's go. Got to have an easy Friday night. Well, guess what? That's all we do now is have easy Friday nights. Man, come on! We got to get rolling here, McLean Stahl. Great stuff as always, my friend. Thank you.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you. Have a good one.
Okay, buddy. McLean Stahl with a great partner of ours, Game Day Spirit. Again, at Game Day Spirit. I love that store. And when you need, you know, I mean, I'm one of those guys that has a lot of Illinois stuff. But on occasion, you need to re-up.
Yeah.
And I'm one of the, you know, I'm old school. I still wear stuff from like the Zook era. You know, I still have some of that stuff. And we all have our favorite things that we love to wear. But, you know, there are times where you got to get with it and update your stuff. And Game Day Spirit is that there's no other reason to go anywhere else. If you need Illinois stuff, you go to Game Day Spirit.
Yeah, every time we're there for a live show, I see something new.
Oh, my gosh.
That looks sweet.
Oh, how many times I've made that? I've said this 100 times. If you know how you always say, like, man, if I won the lottery, I'd buy this island. Or if I did this, whatever. I've always said if I just had unlimited money, I would just go to Game Day Spirit and just be like, let's go. I need help. I need two people standing behind me to catch apparel as I throw it to you because I'm going to buy all of it. And believe me, it's all good prices. I'm not saying that. It's just too many things that I want to buy in there that would be bad for my pocketbook if I wanted everything.
Yeah, I see on the website up to 85% off.
Wow.
With the stadium sale. So
okay.
Definitely want to get on that.
And spend $75 and it's shipped to you for free. So this is something if you got birthdays coming up, Father's Day. Coming up, I know Mother's Day, they kind of dominate. I mean, moms dominate, and they should. And then it's kind of like, oh, here comes Dad. What are we going to get him? Well, guess what? This is what Dad wants. I can promise you.
Let's be optimistic and prepare for the tailgates.
Oh, yes. Please. Please. When we come back, Dan Hartlib, Illini baseball coach. No Red Stalk. So no Red Stalk zone.
That is a promise.
That is a promise. It is the drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lonte and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
I miss my old washer. These new machines have a lid lock, no agitator. I can't control the water level. They don't get my clothes very clean. The only good thing is capacity for my bedding. Where can I get a washer like my old one, but with the size I need?
I'm Dennis Reagan, owner of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. These are questions we hear every day. There is a solution. Dick Van Dyke has a GE top load washer. No lid lock, so you can add that dirty sock anytime.
My husband never gets both socks in the hamper.
Control your water level by selecting load size.
Just like my old washer? Does it have an agitator?
Yes, like your old one. Plus, easy to read dial controls.
I want a good price and your free 10-year protection plan.
At Dick Van Dyke, just $6.99 and a free 10-year protection plan. In stock now and ready for pickup or delivery. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke, Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-597-0315. That's 800-597-0315. 800-597-0315. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Mary Jurison, the office manager at CU Under Construction and CU Trade Services. When I started here 8 years ago, I was excited to work with such passionate owners. Little did I know how much that would inspire my passion into remodeling and building. At CU Under Construction and CU Trade Services, I know how much we care about your home. My team of ladies and our amazing crews are here for any of your home needs. Check out our website at cuunderconstruction.com and thecuservices.com. The next time you have a home project or any type of service need, call us and see how we are building better together.
St. Louis has been blessed with a rich historic baseball team.
Swinging a long one in the left field!
49 playoff appearances, 23 pennants, 11 world championships.
The Cardinals are world champions for 2006.
Great memories.
Smith Clark's one in the right down the line.
Great moments.
It may go!
Great games.
Go crazy, folks!
Now, get ready for the classic Cardinals games replay.
Tonight at 6:15, the 1985 NLCS Game 5 on ESPN 93.5.
Oh, that was not accidental. That was just simply not accidental, that Cardinals commercial going into one of the best. Yes, Trevor.
He got him! A strikeout! The Cubs win!
He doesn't like that either. He wants Reds. Dan Hartlib, how are you, buddy?
Well, you're living in the past. And the thing that you're so happy about with this COVID is that the Reds aren't beating the Cardinals right now. So we'll just leave it at that.
Have you had a single moment, though, where you've sat down and thought, you know what, the stinking Reds were going to be good this year, and now we can't play baseball?
Yeah, I absolutely have. I mean, they did a lot to improve their roster, and you know, made a lot of moves in the front office and with coaching and everything else. I really was looking forward to seeing their progress, and disappointing right now. But you know, there's always the future.
Yeah, that's true, and that is the point. That's what we're all kind of still aiming for. Dan Hartlib, our guest, follow him on Twitter at Dan Hartlib, Illini baseball coach. Dan, I follow you on Twitter. I didn't know you were such a chef. You guys make me hungry, you and Gina, when you're making up these unbelievable five-star meals. I mean, you guys are getting some work done during this quarantine.
Well, there's a couple things to talk about there. First of all, you don't know because I've never invited you over. There's good reason for that. That's number one.
That's true.
Number two, when Gina cooks, it's salads. And so if you want the really good stuff, you need to come on my night to cook.
Yes.
So. I love to cook. I really do. I don't get to do it that often during the season. So, you know, this is obviously a downtime, get to plan the meal and executed. It's been fun. I've enjoyed it.
You know, and I'm going to let Derek talk, and he's just staring at me going, really, Lon? I mean, there's two of us in the room.
I like him making fun of you.
Well, that is true. I want to get...
It's not over, Derek.
right. I want to get serious for a minute because, obviously, I don't know your daughter as well as I know Zach, but I know for you, Coach, and for all of the coaches, you do not get to spend a lot of family time, unfortunately, especially during your season. And now, I guess, you know, we always talk about silver linings as humans, but certainly a silver lining, and I think I saw you guys even record something, you and the family, about that, is the fact that you've been able to spend so much time with not only Gina, but also with both of your kids. I bet that is just something you've relished.
Well, it's been awesome. Obviously, you don't want to be in this situation, and truth be told, they probably don't want to be in this situation.
Yeah, they're
either.
Done.
But it's been awesome spending the time with them. You know, I told Gina on Easter, I said, this is the first Easter since I was a kid that I didn't have anything baseball-wise, where I was just at home and enjoying the family. Then we had an unbelievably nice Mother's Day, you know, got to spend the whole time with them. We've had family dinners each and every night, which we're never able to do, regardless if I'm home or not, because all the kids' activities and all the things that they're involved with. We've played games. We've watched movies. It has been, you know, just a perfect time in our lives from the standpoint that we're just, you know, a few short months away from being empty nesters.
Yeah.
So we're getting time with them that we weren't supposed to get. And so you talk about silver linings. I'm very thankful for that portion.
That's awesome.
Coach, how are you approaching this with your team, your staff? You on Zoom calls very often?
Way too much. I went from not knowing about Zoom to being an expert overnight. So from a team standpoint, you know, take you back a little bit. We were basically shut down on a Thursday. We had a team meeting on Friday, sent everybody home. And before they left, I told them, you know, that we would do a number of things to stay together and figure out how to get, you know, how to get through things and into the next phase. I told them to approach this year just like it's a redshirt year. And there's two ways to approach that. You can either just, you know, coast by and not get better, or you can take it as a time to get bigger, stronger, faster, and be a better athlete, both physically and mentally. And then the other thing that I told them, and I've told them every time that we've gotten off a call, the expectation from me, and I think it should be an expectation for themselves, is that they're going to be the bright spot in their family. They're going to be the bright spot for all those that they're around. They're going to be upbeat. They're going to help people through things and take all the focus off of yourself. That's all you can do right now. So with that being said, except for this week, because we're in the midst of exams right now, we've had two calls per week, both Zoom calls. On Tuesday, we've gotten each week a different player, former player that's highly successful.
Oh, cool.
To talk about their experience while at Illinois, both on the field and off the field and in the classroom. The things that have helped them to be successful, you know, in the business world or in life. And then on Thursday, we've had some informational meetings where we've gone over a number of things, you know, academically, team-wise, things that, you know, they should try to be doing to keep themselves in shape. And then what I've done each week then is I've given each one of them a personal call. And it may be 2 minutes and it may be 10 minutes with an individual, but just trying to check in and see how they're doing in all areas. So I have been on a number of Zoom calls and stayed in touch, and I think our guys are doing a great job with the situation, and I think we'll all learn a lot from it, but I think our team's poised to come through this in a very positive manner.
Coach, the NCAA made the decision to give spring athletes the extra year of eligibility if they wanted it. Illinois has decided to honor that as far as their scholarship compensation, which is, of course, great, but it presents a challenge as far as recruiting, roster balancing. How much more has that put on your plate, and how much of a challenge is that for you in particular?
Well, this year it's not a huge challenge from the standpoint that if things play out in the draft the way I think they'll play out, we'll have two players back, and they're guys that you know, have a chance to really help us and have helped us in the past.
three have decided to move on and get started with their, you know, their professional careers as far as in the working world. So this year, it's fairly simple. Where it gets a little bit more difficult is not only did the seniors get the opportunity to come back, but each and every player on the team basically got to use this as a redshirt year.
Right.
So everybody has one more year of eligibility. The thing that I've always prided myself on is not, just pushing players out because, you know, they don't do things on the field the way you'd hope they would do it. There have been times when you may have somebody that doesn't do what they need to do academically or they've had issues off the field. We've moved on from them. But I've never had to do it because of playing situations. And so it's like I told the guys when all these things happen, I said, there are always positive and negatives. The negative is, you know, we're going to have to make some roster decisions in the future based upon playing. Positive is, you know, that you do have that extra year of eligibility. So it's going to present some issues probably the next 3 to 4 years. Nothing we can do about it. It's kind of the hand that you've been dealt, and now we all have to deal with it.
Dan Hartlib, Illini baseball coach. Great stuff, as always. Dan, I was going to ask you, you know, I know you're a guy that looks at someone like Itch Jones as such a mentor and someone you can, you know, probably call with situations and say, hey, coach, you know, did you ever face this or did you ever face this? Well, guess what? I mean, nobody's faced this. And, you know, you're kind of on an island. You and all the coaches are kind of on an island with this. Do you communicate with other, I don't want to say coaches, but is there anybody you can communicate with, whether it be Josh or just to kind of get, you know, if you have questions? Because I can't imagine, you know, we have millions of questions as always, but for somebody like you that's the buck stops here, is there anybody you can lean on or is there any other coaches that you can call and say, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, that's kind of a two-part question. I'll go with the part first where I talk to some other coaches. Each and every Thursday afternoon, the Big Ten baseball coach group gets together for about an hour, and we discuss different things and try to figure out what's going on with the other schools and some of the things that the conference is discussing as far as some money-saving opportunities, you know, how that affects us and what things are good for us and what things, you know, would maybe not be is positive for us. So, you know, we've kind of shared our thoughts there. I have a number of other coaches around the country that, you know, that I've reached out to or they've sure. reached out to me just to kind of see how we're handling things either within our conference or within our program. And you know, it's been helpful and enlightening. We've all thrown different options or opportunities out there. So, you know, the problem right now is everything or every decision that's being made, it's 100% a guess because we really
right.
don't know what's going to happen. And so it's all scenarios. Now, the flip side of that is, you know, you ask about Josh. I think we've had very, very, very good communication within our department. I think Josh has done an unbelievable job of communicating with the coaches, the entire department, all the support staff. He's had meetings for all of the athletes if they want to be on a given call. You know, at specific times, he's communicated with the incoming athletes. I try not to bother him just because he has so much on his plate.
Can't imagine.
I've called him on two occasions and texted him once, and he always gets back to me, and we always have discussions, so he takes that time. You know, he's done a really good job, and he's in a tough situation because, you know, I've always told people it's very easy to have an opinion. And in a lot of these situations, I have an opinion.
Sure.
He's got to make the decision, and that's going to affect so many things. And so there's a large weight on his shoulders. And, you know, it's going to affect how we come out of this and what's going to happen with Illinois athletics into the future. I'm very confident about the decisions he's making. You know, some of them you don't always agree with from a given program standpoint. But if you take a step back and look at how it affects the entire department and what we need to do to come out of this healthy and have long-term success, he's making great decisions and has been very open-minded on things. So we have had great communication. I feel really good about moving forward, even though we don't know what that means.
Right.
Because I know that good decisions will be made, and they'll be educated decisions, and they'll be well thought out.
Excellent stuff, Coach. Excellent stuff. You know, I thought of something, though. after the question I asked, is are you reaching out to others? I forgot you're like the old man now. I mean, people are calling you.
You know what? That is a fact. That is a fact. You're not that far behind me.
Oh, so that's right.
I don't want. Yeah, exactly. But you know, you are right. I was actually there's a group in our department that it's kind of a group that you know, just some up and coming people in the department that are trying to learn more and more. Small group, like six people, and they asked me to speak to the group, and so we had about an hour and a half conversation, and they politely called me old about five times for that whole thing. And you know, it gets interesting as you get older. You feel like you do have more answers.
Yes.
And it's all from experience, and it doesn't mean you're right. But one of the things that really hit me when I was doing the interview process last year with all the pitching coaches,
right?
Mark Allen and I were sitting in the basement. It's about 11 o'clock. The night before he's going to leave in the morning. He was here about a day and a half or 2 days. And I just told him, I said, you have to ask every question because I don't want any surprises. I don't want you to consider taking this job and coming in here and say, well, you didn't tell me that. So open book. And we talked for hours. And
wow.
Five or six times I said, Mark, I don't know exactly how to answer that. I go with my gut. And finally, about the sixth time I said that, I said to him, I know I'm not answering your questions very well because I keep telling you that, you know, that I'm answering it with my gut or I make that decision based on my gut feel. And he said, no, that tells me a lot. It says that a gut feel comes from experience.
Yes.
And so I almost didn't hire him because that's calling me old too. So
he did it eloquently, at least.
He did. As a matter of fact, he fooled me on it. Now I got no choice. I got him.
Yeah, now you got him.
He's done a great job. He was a great hire.
That's awesome.
Coach, like everyone else out there, we've been watching The Last Dance, and we thought of you when we saw Michael make the transition from the NBA to AA. He hits 200, and we know two things with you. You know the game, and you're willing to be brutally honest as you are with Lon. So
right.
200 at the AA level after not playing since high school. Impressive. How hard would that be? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, first of all, when you said you thought of me, I thought it was going to be because of my basketball ability, but you just ran right past that one.
We were right past it. Right past it.
My bad.
what Michael Jordan did in professional baseball, especially jumping to that level, making that transition, you know, he talked about his body having to develop it differently. You know, every sport or every activity that you're involved with, it's a different muscle group. And so, you know, he had to train a group of muscles that, not that he hadn't used them, but hadn't used them in that manner before.
Sure.
And the hand-eye coordination of hitting a baseball, especially when it's moving and going different directions and the velocity and the, you know, basically the lack of time that you have to make those adjustments and or decisions. For him to go out and hit 200, it's unbelievable. And here's what's even more unbelievable. And I've got a friend that was involved down there with that, with the Baron, or yeah, the Birmingham Barons at that time. And I've had conversations with him about Jordan and the different things. You have to take a look at his production. You can look at 200 all day. I'll take a 200 hitter with 51 RBIs,
yeah.
30 stolen bases, and 50 walks.
Wow.
I mean, you talk about great production of a guy that, I mean, if you have somebody that trains year round, you'll see great prospects that have been playing the game year after year after year that hit in the 200 range that don't even come close to having those offensive numbers. So you look at the competitive drive that he had in basketball, and then you look at those offensive numbers, there is no doubt that shows that mentality is one of the most important things in athletics. So what he did, absolutely amazing.
Do you think he could have made it to the big league? I'm not asking you to necessarily project it because you didn't see it firsthand, but just as far as that production in the 1 year and knowing his commitment, I mean, he was shutting the lights off each and every night.
Right.
But is that too much to ask, you think?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it wouldn't surprise me, especially after you sit here and watch this series. I mean,
just
who he is, this is pretty funny, and this isn't answering your question. I'll come back to that. But my son, Zach, you know, he's grown up in the LeBron age, and he always says, Dad, there's no way Jordan was better than LeBron. What, you know, tell me why he was better.
Yep.
You know, and I've just given, like, very basic opinions, because I'm not going to get in an argument with him over that, you know, because he's always going to think he's right. I cannot wait till 10 o'clock on Sunday, because I'm going to look him straight in the eye, and I'm going to say, any more questions?
Nice.
Because there is no doubt who the best athlete is and the most competitive person that's ever played any sport. It's unbelievable. His drive, his competitiveness, his willingness to put himself out there and push people. You know, sometimes, and he did say it, and I forget the verbiage, but leadership's not always popular.
No.
And he was willing to do it. He wanted to win. Was not concerned about what people thought of him as long as he was doing the right things to get everyone where they needed and wanted to be.
Well said. Would you have wanted to be a teammate of his? I know the easy question is, yeah, because I want to be pushed, but, man, he could needle you. Ooh.
Well, there's no doubt. But think about this. Lon, what do you do with your own kids?
Yeah, good call.
I mean,
great call.
If they're not doing things they need to do, or they're not doing things to be successful in life, you needle them. And so it's the same thing. He was going out and doing the things that he thought were best for the people around him to be successful. You know, we do that with our kids. Your boss does it to you. May not be as blatant as the way he went about it, but you have to understand too, athletes have a different mentality.
True.
You know, being touchy-feely with some athletes just doesn't do it. You know, you need to be brutally honest. You need to challenge them. And at times you have to upset them so that they raise their game and raise their mentality and they get tougher. There's some great athletes out there that are not successful because they're not mentally tough. Tell you what, he put them through the ringer. So when they got game time, there was nothing that was going to bother them.
There's no doubt about it.
One last thing. Sorry to cut you off.
Oh, no.
Really, I'm not sorry to cut you off. if you look at this series, and I may be wrong on this, but very few times was he all over guys during a game. He did that stuff in practice. He got after them, and then in a game, let them play. And that's the things that I talk about with our program. I'm not as brutal on our guys because, you know, in today's age, I don't think guys can handle those things as well. But I think you have to do things in practice so that you have to be hard in practice so that the games are easy. If you're easy in practice, the games become hard. Yep. And so he was just making things hard in practice so the game would be easy.
Excellent stuff. And I think coming from a peer is different too. I mean, as a coach, I'm sure, you know, you guys have to worry about that a little bit, but if it's a peer, if it's a former teammate, or not a former, but a current teammate, then I think there's that part of it as well. Coach, you mentioned having somebody familiar. Would that have been Kirk Champion, right? Wasn't he a Saluki assistant for a while, right?
He was. And I talked to Kurt about him and, you know, I mean, it wasn't anything off the charts, you know, as far as all these special things. You just said the competitive part and the offensive part was unbelievable. And the thing that I remember most that he said, the very most out of the entire conversation I had with him about his time with Jordan, is he was a great teammate.
Awesome.
Treated those young guys, you know, unbelievable. Did things for them, you know, bought meals for them, really treated them and tried to mentor them. In a positive manner.
Coach, before I let you go, we got to ask you about baseball coming back. Blake Snell, pitcher for the Rays, came out and said that he wouldn't play for any less money, but he also expressed concerns about the safety and risking his life. If you were a player, would you want to play?
You know, I mean, right now I want to play.
Yeah, no question now.
But there are so many unknowns and so many questions. And And so I can't say that anybody's wrong. You know, maybe he's the most intelligent one of everybody. Maybe it's a situation, you know, where there's a point. Here's what I believe, and I may be absolutely 100% wrong. I know we need the social distancing to slow this thing down and try to get it under control and spread it out. I understand that 100%. But the other thing that I think is, if it's going to take a year to 18 months to either get a vaccine or get a true treatment, we can't stay socially isolated for that amount of time.
Agree.
Without the country basically folding.
Yep.
And so, you know, there's going to be a time, I think, when you have to make a decision on what you're comfortable with as an individual. If he's not comfortable going out there and playing, so be it. There'll be some other guys that are comfortable going out there. And now, this is my opinion, and this would not be popular. If they have to do it in that situation where there are less games and obviously there's going to be much less revenue, then I think you have to find a way to do it at a reduced cost or salary just to get through, to keep the industry healthy as we move out of this thing, hopefully within the next 6, 12, 18 months.
Wonderful interview, Coach. As always, buddy, we always enjoy having you on. It's been a while. Jeremy always steals you, and it ticks me off. So I don't know what – I think you're working with him on it, though.
Hey, I can go over a completely different subject at night, even if I've talked to him in the morning, because it'll take me 10 minutes to get through all the stuff I need to say to you.
It is fresh material. I agree with that. That is awesome. Hey, Dan Hartland.
So, now, wait a minute. Uh-oh. Quit blaming it on Jeremy. All right? You always do that.
I do.
And it's just the fact that you don't want me to come on and challenge you on things. So when you put on your big boy pants, you can start getting me on at any time.
Yeah, see, there's no lobs. There's no lobs from Coach Hartland, and that's what I don't like about it. It puts me in a bad spot. Hey, hi to everybody in the house, my friend. Thanks for joining us, buddy. Always great to visit with you.
Yeah, guys, I appreciate the time. It's great talking to you as always, and hope everyone stays safe and healthy and enjoy the positives in this very tough time.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Dan Hartland. That's awesome stuff. Illini baseball coach at Dan Hartland. I always have to tell the story. I know everybody's heard it, but in case there's a couple of new listeners, 1 year I coached Dan's son, Zach. 1 year. And not because of me is he now playing college baseball and doing unbelievable things in high school. But one year I'm coaching Zach, and I'm the third base coach, and he's at first. And Dan Hartlib is a guy that loves stolen bases. I knew he'd bring up Michael Jordan's 30 stolen bases. Dan's always been a guy that loves to put the running game. He wants to put pressure on teams. He doesn't mind using a bunt every once in a while, which excites me. So Coach Hartlib is standing on the fence over by me. And I don't know the situation, but I think it was just a day where, you know, it was early in the morning. We were kind of just stale. We weren't doing much. And Zach gets a single, and he's on first. And I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, I need to put the running game on. I need to get something going. And I looked over at Coach, and I'm like, would you steal him? And he goes, yeah, you got to get something going, right? So I give the steal sign, and Zach gets thrown out by like 3 feet, right? And so he gets up, and I looked over at Coach, and Coach is like, why would you run him in that situation? He's like, you got nobody out, and he just starts tearing me down, and I'm like, oh, man. And he's like, how's it feel to be on the other side? I'm like, isn't that the truth? But it was so fun to coach such an incredible young gentleman like Zach. I mean, they've done a wonderful job with both their kids, and it's just awesome, you know. And I that kind of got to my heart when Dan said that about, you know, being able to spend family time, because these guys don't. And I know we talk about coaches, and it's we'd all switch spots, right, with a lot of college coaches, with a lot of professional coaches. We'd love to do that, wouldn't we? I mean, we're a GM every day when we come in and do this radio show. And, you know, you sit there and you think, oh, man, can you imagine a job where you put a uniform on still and you go to the – and you're around kids and you're playing a – you know, it's a sport that he loves. But, you know – they don't get that time a lot of times with their family, and to be able to sit down and do that. And what I know, I mean, I guess I'm fortunate in this regard. I've still got Andrew who's, you know, just now finishing seventh grade. So I've got a few more years with him, but you know, like he said, they're going to be empty nesters soon. And I'm sure this is a way for them to kind of connect and get back in touch with their kids and their family. And I just think it's awesome. I think it's cool to see. I saw a picture one day. I showed you a picture of Brad Dancer. And, you know, they were all jumping off the deck, he and his wife and their kids. And I know Justin Spring and his family. He's got an awesome backyard now. We got to get Spring on about that. But, you know, for these coaches and a chance to spend quality time with their family when a lot of times they don't get that. And especially, you know, certain times of the year, like Mother's Day or Easter. I mean, Dan is usually playing baseball, especially Easter. And so for him to be able to do that, I think that's cool. And that really kind of tugs at my heart because it's true. It's great to have, you know, Lucas is home and it's great to have him home and spend time with him. And sometimes I catch myself just kind of staring at him, you know, like, okay, that was weird. But I'm like, that's my baby. You know, he's back home and now he's 6'3". And
it's okay to appreciate a positive in what is an unfortunate, mostly, situation.
So true, Derek. Yeah, you said it perfect right there. All right, quick break. Back, it's the drive.
Due to social distancing guidelines, the much anticipated Game Day Spirit Spring Stadium sale is moving online for the first time ever. Saturday, May 16th, 8 a.m., GameDaySpirit.com. Amazing deals, all from the comfort of your home. No lines, no crowds, just insane deals on Illini apparel, gifts, and decor. There'll be rock bottom prices on Fighting Illini tees, jerseys, sweatshirts, hoodies, and more for every member of Illini Nation. Follow Game Day Spirit on Facebook for previews of these exclusive offers. May 16th and 17th at GameDaySpirit.com.
Well, you've done very well in this job interview. I want to know what powers you through the day.
Well, I use a AAA battery as a backup on my alarm clock. Then I turn on my TV for the weather with my AA powered remote. I drove here in my car that has an MT58 Interstate battery. Oh, I forgot about my watch. It has a coin cell battery from Interstate Battery. I once had a fire in my house and I knew about it because my smoke detector had a 9-volt Interstate battery. So I guess you could say that Interstate Battery powers me. If you need the hookup, go to them and Champagne on Mass.
Wow, you seem charged up for this job.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands Inc. You never realize how much you rely on the plumbing in your home until something goes wrong. A small leak can end up with a big repair if it's not taken care of right away. At the first sign of trouble, visit LandsInc.com. While there, learn more about plumbing, drain cleaning, and underground solutions. At Lands Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. We look forward to having you be a part of the Lands family. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Bay Grove Tavern is open for curbside pickup. In addition to menu classics, you now have your choice of a family meal for four. This Thursday, try the carne asada or chicken tacos, the tampaquena with grilled carne asada, or order up a large 20-inch handmade crust pizza, either fennel sausage and prosciutto, or margarita with buffalo mozzarella, Roma tomatoes, and basil. And don't forget to order what you want from the beverage menu. Find Bay Grove on Facebook or BigGroveTavern.com. Bay Grove, big flavor.
Hey kids, wanna hear a scary story? It was a dark and stormy night, and suddenly, from out of nowhere, a noise. It was a company's hard drive failing after being struck by an IT disaster. Kids? Where'd you go?
It might not sound scary, but over 90% of small businesses fail within 2 years after being struck by an IT disaster. Let Area-Wide Technologies in Champaign design a recovery plan for you. Give them a call at 359-8041. Reynolds Towing Service in Urbana has been serving the community since 1980, and they want to extend a sincere thank you to local doctors, nurses, and first responders for the incredible support and assistance they're providing during these unprecedented times. We may not know what the future holds, but can rest easy knowing we're in good hands thanks to all of our local medical heroes. And if you still need towing or roadside assistance, Reynolds Towing remains open. Stop by 1417 West Kenyon Road in Urbana or call 337-0913.
Tired of waiting for your current HVAC company to call you back?
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Call ABC Heating and Air at 217-352-5400. You'll talk to a real human being, and they service all makes and models. It's as easy as ABC. ABC Heating and Air, 217-352-5400. That's 352-5400.
Mia's
Zaza's in Champaign is excited to offer their new fresh meal kits, including a variety of options for their famous pasta. Just visit their website, miazaz.com, to get started. Browse through their 7 different pasta kits, including spaghetti and meatball, spaghetti carbonara, chicken fettuccine, bacon chicken macaroni, and more. And don't forget that delicious garlic bread on the side. You can place your order for pickup curbside from their storefront in Campus Town, or they can deliver the kit to you. Miazaz, Italian food made fresh.
Everyone is familiar with the golden rule. At 2 men in a truck, we have a version of that called the grandma rule. And what that means is we would treat everyone that we come in contact with the same as we would want our grandma treated. So every time you make a phone call for an estimate to one of our salespeople, every time a mover gets ready to step on your porch, we stop, we take a breath, and we think about how would we want our grandma treated.
We thank the community of Champaign-Urbana for choosing 2 men and a truck, your movers who care.
PDR Automotive in Urbana encourages all of their customers to be aware of their vehicle's regular service needs. Performing maintenance repairs at scheduled intervals can extend the life of your car or truck. Let the terrific technicians at PDR examine your vehicle at least twice a year. PDR will design a preventative maintenance plan specific to you and your vehicle needs. Go see John Marshall. Go to PDRauto.com or call 367-9481 for more details.
I miss my old washer. These new machines have a lid lock, no agitator. I can't control the water level. They don't get my clothes very clean. The only good thing is capacity for my bedding. Where can I get a washer like my old one, but with the size I need?
I'm Dennis Regan, owner of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. These are questions we hear every day. There is a solution. Dick Van Dyke has a GE top load washer. No lid lock, so you can add that dirty sock anytime.
My husband never gets both socks in the hamper.
Control your water level by selecting load size.
Just like my old washer? Does it have an agitator?
Yes, like your old one. Plus, easy-to-read dial controls.
I want a good price and your free 10-year protection plan.
At Dick Van Dyke, just $6.99 and a free 10-year protection plan. In stock now and ready for pickup or delivery. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke, Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
No, no. We still have this on here?
I'm gonna take my horse down the Old Town Road.
Hey, don't forget to go to Long Branch Steakhouse for dinner tonight.
Oh, ribs.
Steak, ribs, chicken, pork, ridiculous hamburgers.
Donnie sent like, something. He put something on, and I forgot to read it yesterday.
Like or my two. Half. You got a half?
Yeah. Donnie's like, don't let Lon Fui power that down. Dude, the hamburger, good luck eating one.
All right.
Like, that's how big it is. Good luck. I mean, I'm guessing guys like you and I'd be able to
make
handle
a trip. I do.
Oh, it's so good.
Long Branch Steakhouse, downtown Gifford, for pickup and curbside Wednesday through Saturday, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Call ahead 568-7722. That's 568-7722.
Ribs. They have so many.
I have had the ribs. You brought them in.
Yeah, they have so many things other than ribs, but the ribs are just, oh, they're so good. All right. Great stuff with Dan Hartland. That was fun. Even though I get roasted the entire time.
Which makes it even more fun.
I want to do a roast sometime. And, like, this is so egotistical.
Who are you roasting?
Trevor, I'm being...
Oh, yeah, let's go.
I am being so egotistical. I want it to roast me.
Oh.
I want to be the roasted... And I want I want Snoop Dogg there.
I've never been more happy to potentially produce a show of guests than to just get 5 or 6 people to roast you.
How fun would that be? If we could set this up where we had maybe 4 or 5 different people that are getting roasted, that would be hard, though, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah. It's usually one person getting roasted
and
a bunch of people roasting
them. That's true. Man, I'm telling you, Comedy Central plays those once in a while, and they are not for the young. But, like, Snoop gets up there. Who's the one guy that is a comedian that's on every one of them, and he is Jeff something? He is hilarious.
I don't know.
Oh, it's great. It's awesome stuff. Yeah, I want to get roasted. I want to get roasted. And okay. I think Dan Hartland would probably be front and center on that. I think I'd probably leave when he did his. I'd probably be like, oh, man. Man, sometimes they get... Dennis Rodman did one once. He was on that. That was awesome.
Is there anything off limits?
No. Oh, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Including, okay. including a keg right in front of me during the show. That as long as that's there, then It's all, here we go.
As long as you're willing to have Lon Fire back, because when it's his turn, he gets to comment on everybody.
Yes, you do. There is the end of the roast. There is the end of the roast. All right, Blake Snell today. Was this probably yesterday?
This was, what was it, last night on his Twitch as he was playing a video game?
What's Twitch?
Oh, boy.
Okay, never mind. The younger people know what it is.
It's a platform where you stream your video game playing and other people watch it.
Oh, okay. I was about ready to say.
I'm sure Andrew is well aware of it.
The older people, we don't even need to know what it is. The younger people know. Blake Snell pitches for the, the Lightning, the Rays, and he kind of started getting into a little bit of, you know, now that the owners have said, yeah, let's play baseball, and hey, by the way, if we're only going to play 82 games with no fans, we kind of feel like you, the players, should take less money to do it. Here's Blake Snell.
If I'm going to play, I should be getting the money I signed to be getting paid. I should not be getting half of what I'm getting paid because the season's cut in half on top of a 33% cut of the half that's already there. So I'm really getting like 25%. On top of that, it's getting taxed. So imagine how much I'm actually making to play. You know what I'm saying? And on top of that, so all that money's gone. And now I play risking my life. And if I get the Rona, on top of that, if I get the Rona, guess what happens with that? Oh, yeah, that's in my body forever. That damage is not going to be, like, the damage that was done to my body, that's going to be there forever. So now I got to play with that on top of that. So, y'all got to understand, man, for me to take a pay cut is not happening because the risk is through the roof. It's a shorter season. I'm sorry if you guys think differently, but the risk is way the hell higher and the amount of money I'm making is way lower. Why would I think about doing that? Like, you know, I'm sorry. So in my head, I'm preparing for next season. Like, it's super weird, man. And to be on lockdown, not around my family, not around the people I love, and get paid way the hell less, and then the risk of injury runs every time I step on the field. So it's not worth it. It's not. I love baseball to death. It's just not worth it.
Okay. Opinionated.
I appreciate that he was willing to express his opinion.
Yeah.
Because some out there have remained quiet and it'd be nice to hear them.
Very true.
But there's some things you can nitpick there.
Yeah. I don't think he's not going to. I think I'm going to make nothing doesn't make much sense. You're going to make a lot more still than the rest
of us. And everybody pays taxes.
Correct.
He said taxes, now I make nothing, which we all pay taxes.
We all pay a lot of money.
I think 50% of your salary makes sense for a 50% season.
Yeah.
Now, the 50% revenue sharing puts you in a situation of, okay, how much revenue you're generating. Because these guys can sit at home and make $5,000 per day, $1.8 million, and not play.
Okay. $1.8 million, I mean, I'm all right with $1.8 million, but I also don't live a life that I need to make $1.8 million.
That's where he lost me was when he said, it doesn't make sense to get paid 50% of the season for a shortened season. Well, actually, it does.
It does.
If you're playing half the games, it makes perfect sense to get paid half the money. But
And I didn't like his part there about the injury at the very end, because, I mean, every time you play, you could do that. All right, we got to get out of here. Want to thank Jeremy Warner, joined us early about Illinois football. They've got 3-star Florida linebacker Trevor Moffitt and Louisville grad transfer safety Trayshawn Smith, who can play immediately. I just started talking too much. Now I got to go another 30. Is there another commit yet? Mike Bellamy says
Nothing.
Got room for one more.
One of the other guys you thought might pop went to Louisville.
How many times have I had to replay this song every time? Who went to Louisville?
I think it was Noah Craig was someone that was supposedly maybe going to commit to Illinois today, and then he commits to Louisville. So you did a trade there where you got Trayshawn Smith and they got Noah Craig.
Okay. We took the more experienced. Also, thanks to McLean Stahl, Game Day Spirit. They've got their stadium sale at 8 a.m. starts 8 a.m. Saturday. And then Dan Hartlib. If for nothing more than and by the way, somebody sent it in, Jeff Ross. That's the comedian's name.
Yeah.
He is the funniest on the Comedy Central roast. He's incredible. Thanks to Dan Hartlib. Great stuff, as always, with Illinois baseball coach. All right. We'll see everybody tomorrow.
You will.
We're out. We're out. We're gone.
This episode of The Drive with Lonte and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.